we were about the month that field that morning. The son, he told me to set a fence round the outside fence to stop him meeting the hedge. So I went up in the evening whenever he went away to set this fence.
So we're walking up a field here.
That's right.
The fence is invisible from here. You see
the white line, look, about a metre off the ground.
Yeah.
That's the fence.
So the bull is on the other side,
yes,
thankfully.
That's right.
Which one is he, Tony?
That one there, standing there, look. See him there now, look.
The big fella?
Aye, that white one.
He's pretty formidable looking, isn't he?
Yeah, that's him standing. He's watching us, like. He not come near the fence now, he not come through the athletic fence. Well, he doesn't usually come through it.
Too close.
We're too close to him at the moment.
Aye. I wouldn't go much closer. I never went much closer than that.
How much does he weigh?
Well, I would say 800 to 1,000 kilos. That's a ton.
A ton of bull running at you?
1 ton.
Let's not get any closer.
Whatever you think. You see, there's the fence I was at there.
And it's working today, is it?
Did you see the second one? I'd forgot. I was walking along, sticking on posting. I turned around to look back behind me like that there. And when I turned back around again, he was standing there.
Right beside you?
Just that's the first thing I mean was the white head standing beside me. He just come forward and hit me there. Mm. And I went back in my house. When I come till again, I was over at the wire when I opened my eyes.
You were unconscious?
I must have been out a wee minute. I was down in my back. And he was on at my hips and my back and my legs, goring with his head.
He was goring you?
Oh, aye. And I was sliding down the wire. I was wondering what I was going to do, like, I was bait, like, I didn't know, I couldn't get up, and every time I went, I was trying to grab the wire, but it was no good, he was pushing me on, and I was sliding.
What were you thinking at the time?
Well, to tell you the truth, what I was thinking at the time, I didn't know what to think, I thought the end was here. I says to the bull one time, I says, are you going to kill me?
You were talking to him as he was bearing down on you?
That's the only thing I says to him, he was at me down, and I says, are you going to kill me, sir?
And did you think you were going to die?
I thought I was going to die. Well, I thought that.
Thought you were a goner?
I thought I was a goner. If I had my foot on me or anything, like, I was dead. And I opened my eyes. And I mind seeing it. My welt was up in the air. I've got them two fingers there, look, see, into the ring.
And you pulled?
I pulled. And I held them. No, I was exhausted. There was no breath. I was badly out. I couldn't do no more. And what I thought I would do then was I'd phone. But then I discovered.
You were going to lie with the bull?
No, that's good to do.
And a grip?
Aye.
And with your fingers and his nose ring?
And howl him.
And would that have worked, do you think? Because he's a big animal.
Well, I think, what else could I do? I was afraid to let him go. But I discovered the phone was gone. The first knock he gave me, put the phone out of the pocket. Now, what time I lay, I don't know, it could have been 1 minute, 2 minutes. No, when you're lying in that situation, you don't know what time, how long you're down. So there's nothing else for it. Only walk backwards up the fence again with my hands, walk on up and howl and lead him with me. And keep on changing the fingers as they got sore, I got up to a strainer. I walked 20 yards, anyway.
With 800 kilos of bull.
But he could walk on after you with the ring, like. And I held him there and climbed over the wire out onto the other field. And then I let him go. Could have been buried the day.
It must cross your mind, Tony, the story could have turned out so differently because there was a fatality recently. So this may be a dramatic story, but it's also a very, very serious,
consequences, can't it? I haven't got the grip of the serious side of the whole thing yet, like, but I suppose I could have been dead, like.
Is it a split second?
It was a split second. And Dad wrapped my yard and forgot, didn't keep watching him, and he was watching me.
What happens to him now?
Tuesday morning, I think he's going to be slaughtered.
You have to get
he's
rid
going,
of him.
Is he going? He's going. So somebody else come into the field, what happens? I have a son there, like a hard-working son, a 30, like, and if it had been him, I would have felt worse.
Do you feel lucky to be here today?
I do.